with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden says the United States worked closely with allies to successfully defend Israel from Iran's weekend military attack.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel. Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Meanwhile, in the wake of Iran's missile and drone attacks on Israel, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that the House will vote in the coming days on an emergency aid package for Israel. On the Salem News program This Week on the Hill, Johnson warned that bipartisan support for Israel is critical at this moment in history.
This is an alarming thing. It's a dangerous thing. The reason we stand with Israel, for us, it's a matter of faith, but it's also a matter of geopolitical stability. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. If the world ever sees that we lack that resolve, they will come with all guns blazing, literally so, against Israel. It's a dangerous, dangerous situation right now. We cannot show a lack of resolve.
Speaker Johnson conferred with President Biden and other congressional leaders Sunday as the world awaits Israel's response to Iran's attacks. Also at SRNnews.com, the first of Donald Trump's four criminal prosecutions heads to trial today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The New York case is centered on accusations that Trump sought to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during his 2016 presidential run. Indictments in this case made Trump the first ex-president charged with a crime. The trial gets underway despite repeated attempts by Trump lawyers to delay the trial and remove the judge. The former president, who denies any wrongdoing, has complained that he should be on the campaign trail, not in a courtroom. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Sisse Lema of Ethiopia wins the Boston Marathon, finishing in an unofficial 2 hours, 6 minutes, 17 seconds. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin man will go to jail for attacking a pro-life ministry.
The 29-year-old gets a 7.5-year term after pleading guilty to throwing 2 Molotov cocktails through the window of the Madison office of Wisconsin Family Action on May 8, 2022. The attack came less than a week after the leak of a draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court's intention to overturn Roe v. Wade, which it ultimately did. The man will also pay nearly $32,000 in restitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A different kind of marriage bill has passed the Tennessee legislature. Lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a measure that would ban marriage between first cousins. The House and the Tennessee Senate both approving that legislation. Some lawmakers argued for an amendment to allow first cousin marriages if the couple first seeks the advice of a genetic counselor, but that amendment was turned down. This is SRN News. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in China for a 3-day visit. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports the two agenda items are trade talks and the Ukraine war.
Scholz's first stop was the industrial hub of Chongqing, where he visited a Bosch hydrogen fuel cell plant alongside a flurry of local media. German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China.
Following a visit Monday to Shanghai, Scholz will fly to Beijing and meet with President Xi Jinping on Tuesday. A year-long war in Sudan has devastated the country and pushed its people to the brink of famine. Top diplomats and aid groups are meeting in Paris to drum up humanitarian support for the northeastern African nation. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.